This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Representative Ayanna Pressley, Democrat from Massachusetts, is basically saying that Walgreens is somehow racist for wanting to close one of its stores in Boston. The last time I checked, I thought companies were free to do business, and if they can't make a profit, as Walgreens is talking about, low prescription volume, things like that, they have every right to close up shop and try to do business elsewhere where they can make a profit and other things, other issues. We've seen In-N-Out Burger close in Oakland, California. They've never closed a location. They've moved them but never closed them. We've also now, I believe, the Denny's in Oakland is also shutting down because they have problems with crime and so forth. Folks, you know, companies have to be able to at least be able to do business in an environment. All right, well, it is the Friday edition, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we race into hour number four of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our good friend and guest this morning. Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book Nullification. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning as well. All right, so once again, we've got Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and and the author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right, well, you know, we're going to talk about, of course, the border. We'll talk about these proposed strikes that may occur at some point here in retaliation for the death of three U.S. service members. But, Frank, of course, right here at the top of the hour, we want to bring everybody up to date with what we know so far. This according to Fox 13 in Tampa Bay. And, of course, you know, our adopted hometown for this program is Tampa. But in Clearwater, Florida, there was a terrible tragedy late on Thursday, about 7 p.m. local time. The Beechcraft Bonanza B-35 airplane, small plane, crashed into the Bayside Waters Mobile Home Park, formerly known as Japanese Gardens. This is located on U.S. 19 south of the Clearwater Mall. We understand this plane was coming from Vero Beach. We had a listener in listening to WLSS was able to determine what the flight path was of that. So they were coming there. They were scheduled to land about 7.06 p.m., but as we know, they did not make it to the Clearwater Airport, Frank, and unfortunately we know that there are multiple fatalities, both of the passengers and people on the ground.
Yeah, from what I understand, it's all souls aboard were lost, and at least seven on the ground. With many more injuries. You know, when you have expansive units like the mobile park homes, the RV parks that we have in Florida, it's only a matter of time. And that's the way that firefighters train. Mm-hmm. They always train for it's only a matter of time, so you must be prepared. Condolences to everyone associated with this, touched by this. It is a tragedy. I understand that the pilot did get a mayday out before the crash, which means he was having trouble.
Yeah, engine failure, I think they were reporting. Yeah.
Yeah, so if he was, you know, it was along a major artery, obviously he was trying to make the road, you know.
Yeah.
You hear about that all the time, but didn't quite make it, so... you know, again, condolences to everybody attached to this.
Well, Frank, of course, as a former firefighter, when you were to come up, if you were to come upon a scene like this, now, obviously, this is a mobile home park. We understand at least four units, from what I heard earlier, were pretty much engulfed, but other fires within that area. But because these are mobile homes, are they more prone to have this kind of widespread fire in the aftermath of something like this? Or, you know, when you come up on a scene like this, how do you start taking care of it?
You know, the first thing you do is scene safety. You've got propane tanks all over there.
Mm-hmm.
In, you know, all over the grounds. So it's scene safety for the people who are going in. The people who have been lost by that point in time have been lost. You're going on a fire suppression and rescue mission when you come upon something as mass casualty, and you throw out an all call for what we would call a mass casualty incident box alarm in the days when I was on the rigs. And you send your search and rescue people out, and you start fighting the fires and making sure that the propane tanks are sequestered, because the last thing you need is to have people in there searching these units, nearby units, affected units, and then have a propane tank go off. It's like a secondary bomb going off at a terrorist attack.
Indeed. Obviously, I mean, to have that happen would just be, terrible. The people that were adjacent to this were able to be evacuated. But we know, of course, Frank, that the NTSB, the FAA, will be investigating this. We understand it's a Beechcraft a Bonanza V-35 aircraft. It's been in production since about 1945, in service since 1947. There are about 17,000 of these planes that were made. And so it's got a track record, but the NTSB will be able to determine about the maintenance records, and certainly if they can reconstruct or look at the engine, maybe they can find out exactly what happened.
Yeah, the Beechcraft is a solid unit. It's a solid brand name, all the way from their S-18s down to the Bonanza. Now, if you take care of them, they'll last a very, very long time. So it's going to be all centered on the maintenance records for the engine if they do declare this an engine failure issue. You always want to hope it's not pilot error in something like this, especially when there's massive loss of life. But this is one of those times that, you'd like to know more, but you got to wait and see.
Indeed, that's exactly right. And but right now we're focusing on those who were injured and killed. But our condolences and our thoughts and prayers, Frank, go out to our friends in Clearwater. This is a terrible tragedy. It hits very close to home, and it's just heartbreaking for us here on the program. Well, Frank, stay right there real quick, because we are going to come up to the first break here. When we come back, everybody, more with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. We'll talk about the border, the airstrikes, and much more. And maybe a little politics. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Friday morning edition of the show. It's been a great show so far. It's actually gone really fast, as always. We had some great calls and a lot of great direct messages as well. If you'd like to call in, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959, or you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message through that mechanism as well. Well, of course, we're talking with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, also, author of the book Nullification here on this Friday morning. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Hakeem Jeffries is jumping on the bandwagon, you know, because they do have unified messaging over at the Democrat Party, jumping on the bandwagon that somehow it's these MAGA Republicans, and I guess just Republicans in general, who are keeping the president, and, you know, they're really messing up the border stuff right now. I mean, you know, who do they think they're kidding?
Well, this is typical progressive, and I refer to progressives as neo-fascists. Now, it's a little bit more accurate. The typical tactic, going all the way back to the Wilson administration. They'll do what they want to do, and when they want the narrative to change, they just change it. They've come to understand there'll be a little bit of outrage coming from the people who are aware, but that those numbers of people who are aware are a little bit less than everybody would think. So you'll get some people today griping on social media. You might get a couple pundits on TV saying, do you see what they're trying to do? They haven't moved anything, and now they're trying to take credit for everything that has been done. It's the status quo. It's their modus operandi. Biden's going to be the, and mark my words, someone's going to say this if they haven't already, Biden is going to be the strongest president on border security that's ever lived.
That's right. Nobody's done more, and he wants to do more too, Frank. He wants to do more, but he's got, you have to give him the power to do it.
You give me the power to do it. Give me the money to do it, because when we actually pass that bill, I'm going to tack on stuff about gas stoves, and we'll make sure that we refund UNRWA, and let's see, who else can we give money to? And we'll give about $4.30 to border security.
Right.
That's one of the things that I write about in the book. I think is something that needs to have a lot more discussion, and it's very easy for people to get behind. We need to stop with the multi-subject and omnibus bills. We need to move to standalone legislation in Washington, D.C. If we're going to vote on an issue like border security, that should be the single thing that is debated on the floor and contained in that bill.
Indeed.
Not only would it slow down what happens in Washington, which at this point would be a brilliant thing, but it makes people accountable for their vote. Right now, you can say, "Well, I couldn't vote for the border security bill because they attached raping gerbils to the bill." You know, I'm not for raping gerbils. I can't vote for that. But when you have standalone legislation, that you get held to account for the vote, yes or no. A perfect example of that is, I believe there was a vote that just came to the floor about allowing Hamas terrorists into the United States. And 75% of the Democrat caucus voted not to restrict their travel here.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
What kind of world is that? I mean, this is bizarro world.
Well, they get cover now because they say there were things in that bill I couldn't vote for, so I'd rather kill the bill than vote for the things that my friend across the aisle wants that I've always stood against. If you had standalone legislation, you wouldn't have that cover to be able to vote against things that are obviously smart. We don't want Hamas terrorists coming into the United States. That's a logical bill to vote for.
Indeed.
You know, but 75% of a political party walking lockstep and saying no. Let's take a look at what else was in that bill, because it's something that they didn't want to vote for.
Well, but you know, obviously the horse trading that goes on and the cajoling that goes on. This is why all that stuff is in there in the first place, and that is the systemic problem in Washington. I mean, this is, you know, and I have a feeling this would be so hard to change. Although it makes complete sense, because every representative or senator would say, well, I can't be for that because, you know, I still have to be able to, you know, get my other pork and bring it home, or I have to be able to, you know, offer this carrot for this or to get something else passed. But I think you're right. I think you're right on the money, Frank. You know, that it needs to be one thing at a time.
When we go back in history and we watch the way the Congress handled independence, it was only one issue that was on the floor, and it was the most important decision our federal government has ever made. And they did their horse trading. They did their promises for future votes. They did promises for the way the Constitution should be laid out, which was a heck of a lot more important than whether or not we're going to subsidize corn and ethanol. So it can be done without needing to say, I need that power to bargain. You know, I'm going to stop. You think about it, it's a disingenuous way to stop a bill. If we're supposed to be representative of the American people, then the representatives should go to Washington and vote the conscience of the people. If the people want something and they support it, why do you block it by saying, okay, I'm going to attach something that's just insane and macabre to this bill that nobody would ever vote for, and now everything's going to die? It's a bizarre tactic that's disingenuous. It's dishonest as far as I'm concerned. But it also provides cover, and that's part of the problem in Washington. When you always have an excuse not to do the right thing, why should we allow that? And this is a rule. This is not something that has to go into the Constitution and be amended. This is a rule for the Senate and a rule for the House. They can change it at the beginning of any Congress.
Right. Well, that would seem to be on the right track, because we've seen that kind of stuff happen before. You know, I remember back when Harry Reid was in charge, they would change the rules and stuff like that. Exactly.
And to their benefit. And when Harry Reid was, boy, when he was in charge, a lot of bad stuff got passed because they changed rules. How about if we do it for good stuff? How about if we do it to benefit the American people instead of the people who are just trying to cling to power? Now, I don't expect Mitch McConnell to even entertain the idea, because he's one of the most despicable creatures Washington's ever seen. But I do expect it from a new class of elected official who've been elected on the mantra that things have to change. And this goes for the left and the right. The left, if you're walking your walk and you think you're so right, I dare you. Go to standalone legislation and let's see how your ideas fare when it comes to a vote on the floor singularly. Same goes for the right.
Yeah.
You want to say that we've gone too far? Okay. Let's debate it and have a vote. Instead of clouding up with all this, and I want to name a post office after Cuddly Dudley, you know.
Yeah, well, but even so, with Joe Biden saying he can't, he's done everything he can at before the border. There's nothing more he can do. He needs this bill. Is also disingenuous, because I don't think they even really need a bill. Especially when that bill talks about having 5,000, you know, we'll just let 5,000 people a day in. That seems to be ridiculous. And, you know, can't he just reverse these executive orders, and can't he just start enforcing the existing immigration law?
Yeah, there's a novel idea. Maybe Mr. Biden ends some of his declarations of emergency for his use of his executive orders. And as far as letting 5,000 a day in, why? We don't have to let anybody in.
Right.
If your sink is overflowing, do you put it down to a trickle because you want the water to run, or do you shut it off?
Indeed.
There's nothing wrong with shutting off entry into the United States for a good quarter, maybe half a year, to try and figure this out, get a handle on it, and put a procedure in place that politics can't manipulate.
And that's exactly right. And you can do that with
standalone legislation.
Well, that's right. And even so, people will say, well, we want asylum, but there's so many countries between the United States and other countries that would be considered safe. You would have escaped the persecution you were facing, for example. You don't have to walk 1,000 miles to the United States to escape that, per se. So, you know, because that argument would be made, well, what about all these asylum seekers? All right, well, Frank, stay right there if you would. We're going to come right back. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. This is a great discussion this morning, folks. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I came down because there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle One.
No, we don't have chocolate chip ice cream. Maybe too early for chocolate chip ice cream, but folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. It is the Friday edition. And we try to have a little bit more fun on Fridays than we do throughout the rest of the week, if that's even humanly possible. But we're glad that you're along with us this morning. Thanks for spending time. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about and talk about this morning. And, of course, we're talking with our good friend Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, also author of the book Nullification. He's back with us. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle, I don't know about the chocolate chip ice cream, but I'm pretty sure you could fool them with some tapioca pudding and X-Lax.
I suppose so. Well, you know, we do have the callers lining up here on the telephone lines, but just real quick, I wanted to get your opinion on what was happening in Boston. Walgreens is closing another one of its locations, and Representative Presley, who's from Massachusetts, is very up in arms about this, saying that it's somehow a racist act to do that, but Walgreens has to try to make money, doesn't it, and stay in business?
Well, let's frame that a little bit differently. Presley, who is obviously a fascist because she wants to tell the private sector how to do things, she's saying that you're a racist if you don't let predominantly demographics of minorities, especially black people, come into your drugstore, take things off the shelf, don't pay for them, and demand that the police don't press charges. You're a racist if you don't let looting become the status quo.
Right.
That's ridiculous. This woman is an idiot.
Well,
you know, when government starts getting involved in how private sector companies operate, including locations, store hours, the products they carry, the price fixing, et cetera, we move into a fully fascist form of government. I'm not up for that. But it seems like this class of neo-fascist that is on the very far left of the Democrat Party is just fine dictating to the private sector what you will and won't do with your business. Mm-hmm. This has to be a hard line in the sand.
Indeed. No, I hear you. And we had a great caller earlier, John in Sarasota, called up and said, well, maybe she should resign and then go open a pharmacy or a store in that same area and then take care of the problem that way instead of railing as she was. Well, I'll tell you what, Frank, let's head over to the telephone lines. I think we got it might be a first-time caller here. Caller, good morning. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Driver Mike down here in Sarasota.
Hey, Driver Mike. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Two questions. I heard day before yesterday on the TV news some oil company gas line blew up or somewhere in the middle of the country. Does anybody know what company that was? I tried to find out, and it's like it's been hush-hush.
I'm not familiar.
Not like
Frank.
2-3 days ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hadn't heard
about it. Big, huge gas company.
I hadn't heard any pipe.
Or some well or something blew up.
Yeah, I know there was an explosion and a catastrophic fire at a poultry rendering plant in Texas, but I hadn't heard about an oil line.
Yeah, I haven't either, but yeah, we'll definitely check into that, Mike. We appreciate it. Did you have another comment?
I guess I'm going to be a racist, too, because someone steals from me. I want them in jail, you know?
you've got to enforce the law. I mean, that's why we have them, if we just let the laws go.
And,
yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I know. And the other thing is, what's this with the FBI? Or they standing up some front of some committee saying China's going to, or they have good lead that China's going to shut us down or start doing a lot of hoorah? Well, you're letting all these people in. All you got to do is have someone look like a poor person, but real smart, and they're all filled out all over the United States, and all they got to do is start hitting these transfer stations. People better wake up, smell the roses, because anything that happens from now on, I'm blaming terrorists are already inside our country, and they want to take us out, you know. So just a little note: be watchful there, people. Be watchful. Drive safe. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks, Driver Mike. Drive safe out there. Be careful.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. And we'll hope to talk to you again soon. All right, Driver Mike, everybody, that was a great call. Tell you what, Frank, let's head over. Let's find out what Backgammon Bob has on his mind here this morning. We talked to him earlier as well, but good morning, Backgammon Bob, again.
Yeah, on Trump, I think on Trump's campaign, they ought to come out with commercials and accentuate all the positive things that he's done, accomplishments. And also the good side of Trump is that he has done some charitable things. He's shown a lot of empathy in the past, and compare that to some of the things that Biden's done. And I think that could go a long way to helping Trump out. And as far as Biden is, I really don't see how he's going to make it through and become the nominee. Imagine one more year of Biden. And then imagine a couple of years into his presidency. I can't believe the Democrats are going to try and let that go through. What do you think, Frank?
Good question. Thanks, Beckham and Bob.
Well, to the first point, I've been saying that for, boy, I don't know, since he announced. Just run on your accomplishments. You've got a record now. Run on them and trumpet them. No pun intended.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, the economy was good. Home ownership was up. Small business startups were good for every demographic. We weren't on the brink of global conflict. Gas prices were down. We were the biggest exporter of fuel in the world. The Middle East understood that they didn't hold us hostage with gas prices. So, I mean, there were so many good things that happened during his tenure, but all we heard about was impeachment, Steele dossier, the orange man bad, he's a racist, this, that, and the other. And all his actions, potently disprove all of those allegations. They, and the left is just pulling out the same tactic. They're throwing everything at him, all these accusations. He's a racist. He's a misogynist. He's going to become a dictator. He's going to use the military against the people. He's already been there for 4 years, and nothing like this even remotely. As a matter of fact, the polar opposite happened.
Well, exactly. And it goes to exactly what you were saying earlier, Frank, about the how the agenda, the far left, will just change the agenda or the message. And it's like, yes, it's the orange man bad, or there were the mean tweets and things like that. But if you look at it, and that's why, and now Joe Biden has a record. He's no longer just not Donald Trump. He's got his own record, which is dismal.
Well, it's horrible. To answer the second part of his question, Bob's question, they'll stay with him even if they have to do a weekend at Bernie's, because it's easier to replace somebody who's won an election than to replace someone going forward towards the election in a smaller amount of time.
Right. Oh, I agree.
You know, so they can go with the narrative and just stick with the gaslighting that his entire campaign is, because that's what it is. It is a national exercise in political gaslighting. And they're going to keep saying the bad things about Trump, keep allowing Biden to say things like, I'm the strongest border president, and the economy's great. Bidenomics is working. You know, everybody scratches their head when they hear this, because not even close.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the other telephone line here. We do have Neil in Henderson. And Neil, if you have a real quick question for Frank, I think we can get it in here on this side of the segment.
Okay, Kyle. Thank you for putting me on. Hello, Frank. Let me just start with Mitch McConnell. You know, he is a liability for this country, and I'm beyond partisan politics at this point. They are all sleazy. But Mitch McConnell is, forget about being a liability to he's a liability for this country. He provides us with no leadership. I mean, he should be at the forefront. He should be in front of podiums, getting a message. Nothing from him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's more obsessed with his seated happy hour than anything else. You know, I'm amazed at what I hear from these congressmen and senators. I actually heard a congressman testify before Congress. This gets back to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Brooklyn, well-spoken guy. He's asserting that the FBI is there to maintain the balance of power between the three separate branches of government.
But,
I heard that, and I said, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I mean,
yeah, I think you're onto something, Neil, but we're going to head out. We're going to hear the music coming up here real quick, and we appreciate the call, but we'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Well, yeah, Frank, he made a good point there, but we'll explore that at another time, I think. But Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
Yeah, you too. All right, Frank Salvato, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we're going to come right back. We'll talk with Patrick Hyland of the Sports Zone.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
My younger sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, folks, we are back. Friday edition. And we're heading into the final segment of the program this morning. And again, the time just flies by. As I always say, we just started this thing at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and we're already approaching 6 a.m. Eastern Time. So if you're just getting up and if you're just joining us, we're glad that that you're there. We hope that you have a great day in store. And also, I want to say thank you to Jim for your direct message. I think you make a great point about the child tax credit issue. And also to CC Mo, I appreciate your comments. And yeah, I like Tom Petty, the Cars, you too. And we have played Pat Benatar as well. So I think we'll play a little bit more. And there are actually a couple of Car songs that I do have in mind that we'll be playing. So thank you for your comments as well. Well received. And so folks, right now, this part of the program, we talk with Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback. He's also host of the Sports Zone. You can hear him right here on our home station of AM 860, The Answer. You can hear him Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you're not in the Tampa area, simply go to theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com, and you can hear Patrick live on the air and check out his show, The Sports Zone. All right. Well, good morning, Patrick. Glad to talk with you again.
Good morning, Kyle. And good morning to everybody out there in Radio Land. We appreciate you very much. And a lot of things happening in the world of sports The coaching carousel continues, Cal, for the NFL. Before we get to that, though, I want to talk a little basketball with you.
Okay.
You're out there in California. What have you been hearing about the Lakers and what's going on with LeBron? You know, he's beaten Father Time. He's 39, and I'm just curious how much longer he can beat it. And is there a window for them, you know, this year, do people think, to move forward? It looks very interesting to me.
Yeah, as I understand, he's got an ankle injury right now, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people are hurting on that team, and, you know, we'll see if they can get back to their Laker ways. So just wanted to kind of bring that to everybody's attention.
Sure.
Also, out in your area, the Raiders, looks like they're going to hire Kingsbury to be the offensive coordinator. Close to a very dynamic, interesting coach from the college ranks, and even when he was in the pros, to see what was going to happen. I think he'd still be with the Cardinals if Kyler Murray could have done well in the QB position and see what happens. And the ironic part is the Raiders really need to find a good QB to see if they can move forward, because that's what it's going to take. But they're hiring some great guys out there, so I think they're doing a nice job. So that's very important. Another interesting thing here, Kyle, that the Cowboys, they plan to interview Ron Rivera. He was the head coach for the Commanders, so their arch rival might become their defensive coordinator. And he is a great defensive-minded guy. He was great for the Chicago Bears, playing, you know, linebacker position for him. I mean, what a team. I mean, you've had a lot of great coaches come from that team, you know, from Singletary to Rivera, and a lot of the other guys that have been assistant coaches. So
very cool.
And Marvin Lewis, well, our Cincinnati Bengal fans out there, looks like he's going to help out and coach too. So there's a lot of things happening in the carousel of coaching. Pretty interesting, I think. You'll appreciate this, Cal. Bill Callahan, the last coach to take the Raiders to the Super Bowl, okay, and to face John Gruden, of all things, you know, who went from the Raiders to the Bucks, and the Bucks beat him, and Callahan coached a little while longer for the Raiders as the head coach, but now he's going to be the O-line coach for the Titans. So he was coaching the Browns offensive line, and they look like they're coming ahead. Titans going to have to see if Will Levis is going to be the QB of the future. If he is, then that team's going to be strong. They're going to be losing a great running back, Henry. I don't think he's going to come back there. He's probably going to go elsewhere, but he's getting up there too. Father Time gets us all, Kyle. It's not fun.
I know. Unfortunately, I know that you're right about that. And there was something I wanted to ask you about as well, and that is, it looks like Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, of course, he sent a memo to all 32 teams to reinforce about the league's gambling policies. Of course, the Super Bowl is going to be in Las Vegas, the gambling capital of the world. And he actually goes as far as to say, you can walk through the sports book to get to an adjacent space, he says, that's not off limits, but no sharing of inside information. So they're very going to be very adamant about this.
Oh, yeah. You know, especially with it being in Vegas. That's why I didn't ever think that they would have a team in Las Vegas, because of that. But, hey, things have changed. Things adapt. You know, it's all about perception, you know. I get it. You know, that's why they don't want the NFL players messing around with betting on games, especially their own team. And hey, it makes sense. But it is kind of funny. You know, they can bet on everything else but football. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You know, it's very difficult. The situation is, you know, the money they're making now is big bucks. So back in the day, there was more prevalence. Well, you're not making the big bucks. We go all the way back to the 1990 Black Sox scandal, you know, here in Chicago for the World Series. I mean, back then, they were making, you know, the salary of, you know, very minimal. So it was like, hey, you know, I'll 100 times your salary if you throw the game. And then if the owner isn't willing to take care of you, that's when the guy said, okay, why not? Unfortunately, that's what occurred. Now with guys making millions, you know, it's a little more difficult to try to get to somebody that way. But right. That's why they don't want you to start gambling. Because if you do, Kyle, and you get in the hole, then that's when the bad stuff can happen.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But yeah. It's going to be an exciting game, though, I think. And certainly to have it in Las Vegas is going to be very exciting in and of itself.
Oh, yeah, Kyle. Great point. Allegiant Stadium, what a beautiful place. I mean, they did it upright. Let's give the Las Vegas and the Raiders the credit. That's just a beautiful facility. So I'm looking forward to the game big time. This is pretty interesting, Kyle. The Rams promoted linebacker coach Chris Shula to defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And if people should know that name, Shula, he's the grandson of Don Shula and the son of David, who coached the Cincinnati Bengals for a while as their head coach. So we'll see if this young man can make it happen. So good luck to him. He's under Sean McVay. He's one heck of a coach. He's going to learn from him. You know, it's always the great coaches that have the great trees underneath them. That coaching tree is something else to me. That's when you can really get an idea how good somebody is. It's just like anything in life. If you have a good coach, that's why, you know, people joke and say, hey, Patrick, you're like a retirement coach, insurance coach. You know, you played QB, so you're insurance QB. We have fun with that. But there's a lot to be said for that. What I've learned through just life and sports, Cal, it's a team game. And you got to work with each other, and you need to find people that have strengths and know what's going on out there and have expertise in something you don't know. And take advantage of their knowledge, especially, you know, when it's minimal time and effort to really get your life on a better track. And I don't charge anybody to meet with me, Cal. I don't believe in that. If I can be of help to you, the companies, you know, take care of me. So that's what it's all about. And I find out what's best for the person. And that's another thing you have to do. You have to find the right fit. It's like with these coaching staffs you and I are talking about. Mm-hmm. They all are going to have to bend together. They all have strong personalities. A lot of them are ex, you know, head coaches. So the egos can get carried away. But you just got to keep your ego in check and do what's right for people and not try to be a big shot, is my opinion. And I try to do it every day, Cal. I've been pretty successful, and I'm very proud of what I've been able to accomplish. I've been blessed, you know, that also.
Indeed. And it's worked very well for you, and I think people perceive that very, very much. Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Cal. That's, you know, what it's all about, man. Just do the right thing for the right reasons. If there's anybody out there listening that I can answer any questions for or help out, I'd be more than happy to. My phone number is 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. Also, if you are a computer person and you like that better, Graham Capital Advisors. Just go to Graham Capital Advisors. Go to the website, request that you'd like to hear from me, Patrick Hyland, and I'll get back to you. And we'll schedule an appointment via the phone or via the office or via me coming out to see you. Thank you, Cal. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Be safe. Do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. Bye now.
Thanks, Patrick. God bless. Patrick Hyland, everybody. Folks, I can't believe it. We've come to the end of the program. We'll see you bright and early for the weekend edition on Saturday morning. Kyle Warren with you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.